Thank you, Mr. President and Deputy High Commissioner. Recently, we passed the 1,000th day of Russia's full-scale aggression against Ukraine, and over that time, we have witnessed a brutal callousness in Russia's behaviour towards civilians. There was the initial 2022 invasion and the human rights abuses documented in the wake of the withdrawal by Russian troops. There has been Russia's behaviour as an occupier in Crimea and other Ukrainian territories where there has been extensive documentation of human rights violations. There has been the endless barrage of airstrikes hitting civilian facilities in populated areas, including the attack on Kyiv's largest children's hospital in July. In addition, Russia has systematically targeted Ukraine's infrastructure, potentially leaving millions of civilians without heating, electricity and water during the winter months, putting more lives at risk. The scale of civilian casualties and destruction of civilian objects is appalling. There are credible reports that Russia has failed to comply with international humanitarian law, including in relation to the treatment of prisoners of war. We urge Russia to meet its international law obligations and to allow OHCHR and other independent human rights monitors full access to enable monitoring and to ensure accountability. We ask the Deputy High Commissioner what more can be done to document human rights violations, support accountability in Ukraine, and sustain attention to the humanitarian needs of those impacted by the conflict. Thank you.